Good evening, everyone. I'll just say the prayer. Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past and present. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. I formally declare this meeting of Council of the City of Perth open. Are there any apologies?
Madam Chair, the two directors, Director Paul Crosetta and Rebecca Moore, are an apology tonight.
Are there any questions?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
And are there any questions from the floor?
Not that I'm aware of.
And Mr. CEO, are there any deputations this evening?
Yes, Deputy Chair, Commissioner. No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Are there any commissioners on leave of absence or requests for leave of absence?
Yes, Deputy Chair, Commissioner. Our Chair, Commissioner Eric Lumsden, is on leave of absence.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. I'd like to move to the confirmation of the minutes, item 6. That the Council confirm the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 18th of December 2018, the Special Council meeting held on the 15th of January 2019, the Annual General Meeting of Electors held on the 15th of January 2019, and the Agenda Briefing Session held on the 19th of February 2019 as a true and correct record. Do I have a mover? Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'll second from the Chair. All those in favour?
Thank you.
None against? Carried.
Speaker.
Thank you. I don't have any announcements from the Chair today. Moving to item 8, the disclosure of members' interests. Commissioner Hammond, do you have any items to disclose an interest in on this evening's agenda?
No, Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I have no disclosures to make. Item 9, are there any questions on which notice has been given?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Mr. CEO, has any correspondence been received?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
And have there been any petitions received?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Thank you. Are there any matters for which the meeting may be closed this evening?
Yes, Deputy Chair, Commissioner. In accordance with Section 523(2) of the Local Government Act 1995, should a commissioner wish to discuss the content of the confidential attachments in relation to items 13.6, 13.7 and 13.15, it is recommended that Council resolve to close the meeting to the public prior to discussion of the item.
Thank you. And I note that the confidentiality has been lifted from Attachment 13.18A. Did you wish to comment on that?
Deputy Chair, the reason it was confidential was that a number of local authorities were potentially going to be co-signatories to this memorandum of understanding, and it was resolved originally by the meeting of mayors to try and keep the matter confidential until all councils had the opportunity to consider the matter.
Thank you very much, Mr. CEO. Commissioner Hammond, do you have any items that you'd like to take on a confidential basis behind closed doors?
No, thank you. Madam Chair, however, I have expressed a desire before that the matter relating to the MOU become public. there was no need for it to be confidential.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I'd now like to move to the en bloc motion that with the exception of items 13.4, 13.5, 13.8, 13.12, 13.14, 13.16 and 13.17 and 13.18, which are to be considered separately, the officer and committee recommendations for the remaining items 13.1 to 13.3, 13.6 to 13.7, 13.9 to 13.11, 13.13 and 13.15 be adopted by Council en bloc by an absolute majority decision. Do I have a mover? Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'll second that. All those in favour and none against, we'll carry that item. Thank you. Just for the benefit of the public gallery, those items that have been identified have been passed as per the recommendation contained in the agenda, and of course you're welcome to leave the chamber or stay to observe the meeting if there's interest in other items. So the first item tonight for consideration is the Strategic Event Sponsorship WA Day 2019. That's item 13.4. Excuse me. Okay. So we have the recommendation as outlined in the agenda. Do we have a mover?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have given notice of an alternate motion to this item. Could I ask through you, is there a copy? Has a copy of that been printed or distributed? No. Okay. All right. If you could just bear with me, I'll go back and find the actual alternate motion.
Thank you.
Sorry, through the Chair, would you like me to read it out?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm supporting the officer's recommendation, but with an extra paragraph.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Through the Chair, so the alternate motion is for an extra paragraph which reads, requests a report be prepared for future Commissioner consideration detailing the necessary infrastructure and works that would be required to maximise the capacity of the Supreme Court Gardens in accommodating major events. The reason? The Supreme Court Gardens are strategically located adjacent to the city centre, Elizabeth Quay and Transport Perth public transport hubs, therefore providing an excellent opportunity for activation and economic stimulation to local businesses, particularly on weekends and after hours. Importantly, the Supreme Court Gardens are also situated much farther away from high-density residential areas, as in the case with Langley Park, and the significant tower developments on or close to Terrace Road. Any opportunity to conduct as any major events as is practicable at Supreme Court Gardens should therefore be explored. Thank you.
Thank you for reading the motion. Commissioner Hammond, do you move that motion as written?
Yes, I'd like to move that, and essentially the reasons that Mr. Ridgewell passed out, I'll treat as my sort of moving the motion. Yeah.
Thank you. So I'm happy to second that motion. Would you like to speak further to the motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Look, I think the city faces some significant challenges in activating its open space, creating a vital and vibrant city, adding value to economic development activities, but in doing so, balancing that against the needs and wants of our residents. So I acknowledge the fact that Langley Park can and should be used for major events from time to time. However, if the advice from staff to date is that the Supreme Court Gardens has some constraints in relation to the quality of turf, drainage and the like, then it may well be that we can apply the resources to upgrading the Supreme Court Gardens so as that can actually become the go-to space for major events, given its proximity to Elizabeth Quay, the train station, and to the CBD.
Thank you. Just one question. Is there a time frame around this further information coming back to the commissioners? Was that requested?
That's a good point. I haven't requested it, but I'm sure the CEO will ensure that there is a prompt turnaround. I wouldn't have thought anything more than 2 months. Would that be reasonable?
Yes, Commissioner Hammond, through the Deputy Chair.
Thank you very much. Mr CEO, so I'm happy to second that motion. So all those in favour? None against. The motion is carried. Thank you very much, Commissioner Hammond. For the benefit of the gallery, there has been an error in the en bloc motions. Mr. Ridgewell, would you care to outline the issue?
Thank you. In respect to item 13.6.
Look, if I could just, through you, Deputy Chair, clarify. My understanding was there was an intention to consider either withdrawing item 13.6 or deferring the decision on 13.6, which had which related to the tenders on footpaths and associated works, but it did get picked up in the en bloc motion. So I've asked Mark to provide some procedural advice on how to rectify that.
Thank you.
Motions be rescinded, and my understanding, and Mr. Ridgewell can confirm this, that if it's rescinded at the same meeting, it's an absolute majority requirement that is not required to be moved by more than one third of the sitting members of the council.
That's correct.
Okay, so I move to rescind the meeting previously made as to the carrying those en bloc motions.
All those in favour? Done?
Absolute majority.
Thank you. We now need to go back and move the en bloc motions. So let me find the detail. So with reference to the en bloc motion, that with the exception of items 13.6, those listed in the agenda will be moved en bloc, and those will be considered separately for the remaining items. In addition, item 13.6 will be deferred to a later meeting. Is that in accordance with the standing orders and the motion that would be acceptable, Mr. Ridgewell?
I don't believe it's a deferral. I just think at the moment this procedural motion is just to remove it from the en bloc, so just 13.6 be removed from the en bloc.
Thank you for that clarification. Do we have a mover?
Just to confirm, Madam Chair, would it be possible to re-read out the item numbers relating to the en bloc motion for the benefit of the minute taker?
So with the exception of items 13.4, 13.5, 13.6... 13.8, 13.12, 13.14, 13.16, 13.17 and 13.18, which are to be considered separately. the officer and committee recommendations for the remaining items.
So we've got to add in 13.6 there and take it.
Yep. 13.1 to 13.3, 13.7, 13.9 to 13.11, 13.13 and 13.15 be adopted by council on block by an absolute majority decision. And seconded from the chair. Thank you. We have concluded item 13.4. We're now moving to item 13.5. Would somebody move that item, please, Commissioner Hammond?
Yeah, through you, Madam Chair. Yes, I'd like to move the officer's recommendation, but with an additional paragraph that states that the policy framework associated with this program be reviewed and a discussion paper brought back to the commissioners for further consideration. The reason for that alternate motion is that there seems to be an opportunity on some properties to make what seems to be a duplicate application, one from the owner, one from the lessee. Now, that might be a good thing and there might be good reason for that. However, I'd like some further discussion and research on that for the way forward.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I think that's a good suggestion. I'm happy to second it. Was there any further discussion on that item?
No, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So all those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Thank you. Moving to item 13.6, this is the item that has been removed from the original en bloc. I would like to move that this item be deferred to a later meeting.
I'm happy to second that, Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Mr. CEO, would you like to elaborate on this item with respect to the process?
Deputy Chair, you may recall at the agenda briefing session, one of the tenderers went to speak on this matter and it was considered to be inappropriate in front of commissioners that needed to consider this matter without fear or favour. I undertook to meet with the tenderer and clarify what their concerns were. They queried some aspects of the process in relation to them not being recommended as the preferred tenderer. I undertook to have a look into this matter, which I have done, and there's a number of areas where I would like to dig a little deeper and make sure that I'm completely satisfied before making a recommendation to council.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Commissioner Hammond?
Yeah, through you, Madam Chair. Look, I guess there's a process that has been used to follow that through. CEO, are you happy with the process? Or?
It would be fair to say, in my early stay here, that there's a number of aspects in relation to the tender processes that I think we could do a lot better. The city has recently appointed a specialist procurement officer to try and improve the processes there. I think there's an opportunity for improved education, improved process and improved value for money propositions for the city.
Okay, and procurement Was it said engineering or finance or community or?
Through your deputy chair, procurement and the specialist services sit within the director of corporate services portfolio,
yeah.
And a tender like this is driven also by the respective director. So in this case, it would be the director of construction and maintenance.
So corporate services would be responsible for the process and making sure that the process is rigorous and contemporary, and then the works and services would be responsible to follow that process.
Through your deputy chair, that's my understanding, and certainly governance has a role to play in overseeing that those procedures are observed before they sign off on a recommendation, which is then presented to me to execute on a contract.
Thank you, CEO. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Look, I think it's really important that the CEO satisfies himself that all procedures have been appropriately followed, and if that takes some longer time, then I think it's appropriate that we do so. So we've had a move and seconded to defer the motion. Is there any further comment, Commissioner Hammond? Then I'll put the motion, and all those in favour and none against. Thank you. Motion carries. Moving now to item 13.8, the draft Mount Street concept plan. Would somebody move?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move and commend the motion. It's a very positive step for that area of Mount Street. However, I would reiterate my desire to ensure that the street lighting is not the effect of the street lighting is not dampened, if you like, by the foliage of trees, and that we look for some innovative solutions, particularly in summertime, where we can enjoy shade trees, but we can also enjoy appropriately lit public spaces.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I second the motion. Is there any further discussion?
No, thanks, Madam Chair.
No, from me neither. So I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Moving to item 13.12, the 2018-19 budget review number 2, December 2018, forecast of the operating capital budget for the year ending 30th of June. This requires an absolute majority. Would somebody move, please, the motion? Seconded. Is there any discussion on this item?
Not for me.
Thank you. I'll put the motion and all those in favour. Nil against, the motion's carried. Thank you. Agenda item 13.14, the nomination of commissioners to the Metropolitan Redevelopment Authority, Central Perth Land Redevelopment Committee. A nomination has been received from Commissioner Hammond to nominate Chair Commissioner Lumsden. Would somebody move, please?
So move,
Madam Chair.
Seconded from the Chair. Is there any discussion, Commissioner?
Only to say our Chair is very appropriately qualified to sit on such a board.
I agree. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? And nil against. Thank you. Agenda item 13.16, the compliance audit return for 2018. Would somebody move, please?
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'll second it from the Chair. Is there any discussion on this item, Commissioner Hammond?
I acknowledge the improvement in the compliance return this year over last year. However, I think we shouldn't be using a zero return as an aspirational target. We should be using a zero return as a norm. And so I'd like to see... in the next 12-month period that we really aspire to getting that area of our business right, and we have a zero compliance return.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I will put the motion. All those in favour? Nil against and carried. Moving to item 13.7, the validation of the critical major risk mitigation strategies review, January 2019. I would like to move this from the chair. Do I have a seconder, please?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Discussion-wise, I would like to highlight that there are three high findings in this report, and they relate to items that I would consider core to the business of the City of Perth Council, and strongly encourage the CEO to focus on addressing these as a matter of some urgency. Is there any further discussion, Commissioner Hammond?
No, thank you, Chair.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Thank you.
Nil against, carried. Moving to item 13.18, the Memorandum of Understanding with the Inner City Councils. Would somebody so move the motion? Commissioner Hammond?
Sorry, I'm just looking it up. I haven't got it in.
That's okay.
Thank you.
This is on the urgent business?
No, this is the Memorandum of Understanding with the Inner City Council.
Yes, so moved. Yes.
And seconded. Are there any discussion, Commissioner Hammond?
Not from myself, no. I think it's a very important association we have, and certainly one that is compatible with the aims and objectives of the City of Perth Act.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I'd like to add that in setting this MOU, I'd like to acknowledge the leadership role of Chair Commissioner Lumsden in this initiative and working with the other councils, that the framework for the establishment of a cooperative relationship between the parties really looks at the broader benefit to Perth beyond the each individual local government boundaries. So I feel it appropriate to acknowledge Commissioner Lumsden's part in bringing this forward on behalf of the City of Perth, and also commend the other councils' participation and support. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Nil against, carried. Thank you. Item 14, have any notices of motion been received?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
And item 15, have any items of urgent business been received?
Yes, Deputy Chair, Commissioner. A motion has been submitted and received from Commissioner Hammond. The motion reads that Council removed the designation of senior employee in accordance with Section 537 of the Local Government Act 1995 to all positions so designated.
Thank you. Thank you. Do we have a mover for that motion?
Yes, I'll move
the motion, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
And I'm happy to second it from the Chair. Commissioner Hammond, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes. The principal reason for this motion is to enable the CEO to deal with all staffing issues, which includes the very important recruitment of directors. We are two directors down at the moment, and we really don't want to put any obstacles in the way. It's my personal view, and certainly as a previous CEO, that the appointment of all staff is the responsibility of the Chief Executive Officer, and also that the CEO becomes accountable for the performance of those that he has appointed. I might add to that that the state government, in reviewing the Local Government Act, has made it very, very clear that this provision of designation of senior employees is going to be removed. And so really we are just getting ahead of the game, but in an organisation that we really need to let the CEO get on with the job.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. In addition, I'd like to outline that I chose as presiding member to accept this item as an urgent item of business. I think that it's very important that we do not delay with any deliberation on staff matters generally, and certainly not delay any staff matters coming forward to a later meeting. So I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Okay.
Nil against? Carried. Thank you. Are there any further items, Mr. CEO?
No, Deputy Chair.
If not, I'd like to thank everyone for their attendance this evening, and I now declare the meeting closed. Thank you.